As here with the Cover 3 Athletics Whippio Football Podcast, and it's that time of the week, guys. Friday Night Lights fast approaching. Week 5 preview, let's talk about it. So, the slate of games this Friday is as follows. So we're just going to, you know, the guys know the drill, going to run through it, talk about it, and here we go. So, Class 6A, all it is the Quan County, is what we got. Hemphill, Decatur, Mack, North Allegheny, and Mount Lebanon, Norwood, and Baldwin, and then a special 8 o'clock kick time, Central Catholic hosts Seneca Valley. So, Canamac, Hemphill, the Big Macs coming off a huge win over Baldwin, and simply is this. If you would be one of the 5 playoff teams in 6A, you need to take care of business at home. I think the Big Macs do that without trouble. They should get to their 4th win of the season with comfort in this game. Of course, Hemphill, your playoff hopes, any chance you have, you need the upset at this one, but I like the Big Macs comfortably at home. Baldwin and Norwin, the bright side, somebody has to win. The ugly side, somebody has to win, as both these teams just have not been good this season. Baldwin allowing over 50 points a game, they're 0-5. I like the Knights to win by at least 2 touchdowns on the road. NA at Mount Lebanon, coaching legends, Art Walker, Bob Palko, huge game to stake. Mount Lebanon's the undefeated team here. NA licking their wounds after a tough loss to the Vikings last week. What do we get out of it? Somehow NA, we're not used to seeing, they're giving up about 21 points a game. Mount Lebanon, on the other hand, only allowing just under 7 a game. At the end of the day, they got the better quarterback. They're at home. They got a little more pep in their step, a little more juice. I like the Blue Devils at home to stay undefeated. But again, a huge game. Because again, first place implications in the 6A at stake here. And of course, just momentum, as we said, the second half of the season. I just think Mount Lebanon's playing better football. Obviously, you know about Joey D. You know about Texca. You know about Eli Heidenreich. But I think the main thing for them is their defense. I mean, their defense has been unsung all season. I think that's going to be the difference. It's a more so one-dimensional NA team in this game. Especially in the, of course, the home field advantage. Seneca Valley, Central Catholic. The Raiders are that sexy, trendy pick. The Vikings are the Vikings. Both teams are 4-1. Both are 2-0 in 6A play. Now I'm going to go Central Catholic. Because they're starting to show a little bit of dynamic on offense. Peyton Ware is getting more comfortable quarterbacking. Gannon Krellage may be the best player on the field. Brandon Jackson's a game breaker. And, of course, that chain gang defense, where the Raiders, they've been very good in their own right. With Gabe Hancox, Brandon Ross, and company, they've been very good. They've been fun to watch. And they had the clutch gene. But I just think Central Catholic being home, it being a later start, and just the mojo they're coming off, the way they're winning games, I think it will be too much for the Raiders to overcome, and it will be Vikings with the victory there. And again, in the race for first in the conference, a huge game. A huge, huge game. Because again, Central Catholic wins, they could be alone in first and looking in really good shape. You know, or keeping pace with Malibu. Seneca Valley, on the other hand, same situation for them. But they also could throw a wrench in things. And again, if Seneca Valley pulls the upset and NA does the same, then the Raiders would be the lone first place team. But I do like Central Catholic to take care of business at home. I think they'll pull away in the second half. Finally, Class 5A conference play begins. Hallelujah, let's get into it. Allegheny 6, every week, every game's gonna be something to talk about. Pierce Township's at USC, Moonhost, South Fayette, Bethel Park hosting West A. The West A Bethel Park game, the number one question, the status of Gavin Miller, is he in, is he out, what's the injury status? If he's in, I think West End wins this game by at least 10 points. Their offense too dynamic. If he's out, though, well, they failed to score last week against Kiski. I think they'll score regardless this week. But if he doesn't play, I think Bethel Park finds a way to win this game. It'll be kind of an ugly type of ball game. Because Max Blanc, Troy Volpatti, and those juniors, I mean, they're a solid team. They're a legitimate team. Not the best in the conference. Probably not the second best. But they are a legitimate team. And it's just one of the things where they're starting to play better football, they're starting to get some confidence, momentum amongst themselves. West A, how do you respond, especially if you don't have your quarterback? So if Miller's out, I like Bethel Park. If he's in, I like the Indians. Of course, Jayshon Spencer, a special player, is all right. Him and Tracy have to step up either way for them to take the win this game on the road. Moon hosting South Fayette. Again, Moon, they're undefeated. They've been phenomenal. And I mean, they've been consistent and phenomenal in every facet through this point. Now is the big test. You get your rival, South Fayette, coming to town. The Lions are low-key 4-1. Their defense, again, is playing very good. And Landon's starting to get comfortable quarterbacking the show. And some people are going to say, is Moon for real? This will show it, blah, 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 blah. At this point, Moon is for real. They do everything right. They have it in all the phases of the game. Conference opener, at home, bit of a rivalry here. At the end of the day, I'm taking Moon. I think Moon's just a better team. This group of seniors is doing something special. And I love that Tiger defense. I think it'll be too much for Lutz and the Lions to handle on the road. But it should be a very good game. USC hosting Pierce Township. Talk about an opportunity for the Panthers to try to turn their season around, which has been, I think, a very disappointing 2-3 mark to this point with the amount of talent they have. Of course, Pierce Township, kind of the opposite story. Really just a new cast of players behind Petraka and Nico Pate this year that have just taken on big roles and have stepped up phenomenally. Sam Miller quarterbacking them, Ricky Woods leading the rushing attack, and just other dudes who have just taken on and just emerged big time this year. And I think that togetherness for the Indians is going to make a difference. I just think that they're playing good football. They're obviously 4-1. They had the one hiccup against Miami, but they've recovered since. They're playing good both ways. And honestly, I think their offense may be a little more dynamic this year than it was the last couple of years. So then I think Pierce Township playing better football. They're more together as a team, I feel like. And I think they go on the road and win this football game. Of course, USC, if there's ever a time to stop a tailspin and really catapult themselves, I mean, tomorrow night's the time to do so, but I do think Pierce Township gets the job done on the road. And again, conference openers. So again, opportunities there for all these teams, which should be a very hard conference in the next 5 weeks. So the gauntlet begins in the Allegheny Six. The Big East, Franklin Regional goes to Connellsville, Gateway hosts the Trobe, Penn Trafford at Woody High. The Panthers at the Falcons, both these teams, kind of wish they could just forget the first half of the season as they're combined 1-9. And they haven't won a game in over a month. But I do think the Panthers just have more talent. Kane Smith's the best player on the field. They'll find a way to finally get that second win. Of course, Connellsville, if there's ever a chance to get a victory, maybe tomorrow night. Latrobe at Gateway. This game is more intrigued with than you would have thought a couple weeks ago. The Gators have stumbled to 3-2, coming off a rough loss against Pine Richland last week. Latrobe, they're one of those crazy teams to watch. I mean, they're scoring 31.5 a game, but they're 2-3. And you just don't know what you're going to get on them. Defensively, it's been a struggle. Offensively, it's been fun. So I do think this game has the potential to have a lot of points put up. But I'm going to say this. I think Gateway, being at home, having more experience in big games, big situations, and I think the team's better, too, just on paper. I just think those things come to play. I think the Gators come back hungry. They come back motivated. I think they'll win this game by 2 scores, but it won't be easy. And it'll take a full 48 minutes for them to pull away and win. Woody High and Penn Trafford, interesting game. Woody High is 1-4, but get these numbers. Woody High has scoring just under 8 points a game. They're allowing just under 7.5 a game. And they're actually plus 2 point differential in the season despite having 4 losses, one of those by forfeit. So Woody High, can you snap the funk? Can you finally win a close game? And again, conference opener here, basically erase the 1-4 start to the season and all of a sudden put yourselves at the top of the conference with a lot of mo. Can you do it? Penn Trafford, though, for them, just a feel-good beatdown on Shaler's homecoming Saturday. Kind of a perfect timing. It's a case of, I think Penn Trafford stays on the road. They know how big this game is. They're feeling really good now. Woody High, maybe a little bit rusty, definitely frustrated after the close loss that they've had. I think Penn Trafford just has the guys, Giacomelli, Carter Green, and crew. They have the line play that they're going to be able to keep it in check, do what they have to do, and get the victory. But, of course, Deontay, I think you could make the case he may be the best player on the field or the most dynamic, if not the second bowling behind Giacomelli. So unless he goes off as a big game, Woody High, they're going to have to find something there. The Northeast, Kiski's at North Hills, Pirates and host Penn Hills, Fox Chapel versus Shaler. I like the Foxes, the winner, or Shaler. Of course, the Titans, 3 straight losses. Disappointing homecoming showing. Fox Chapel actually back-to-back wins, starting to kind of get together. Actually, not back-to-back, I'm sorry. They won back-to-back before losing last week, but the fight they showed in the fourth quarter against Moon was impressive despite it being Mercy Rule time. I think the Foxes carry that over and get the win. Penn Hills, Pine Richland. Yeah, I mean, both teams getting wins together. All of a sudden, Penn Hills is 2-2, PR is 2-3, but the game's in Wexford. The Rams, a little more impressive quality of victories here the last 2 weeks. I just think they'll find a way to win this game. I think they just have more offense. Kiski at North Hills. Big game. But North Hills lost their last two. Kiski's undefeated at 5-0. Yeah, you heard that right. At the end of the day, popular picks North Hills. Textbook historical pick says North Hills. I'm going to go Kiski. It's 2021. I think the Cavaliers is just a better team. They have that rock-solid defense. And again, it's a very good defense. Give Brock Wilkins and those boys credit for Pete's sakes. But the offense is dynamic. They're just good enough that I think Kiski will find a way to outlast Robert Dickerson and John Green to get this win. I think it's going to be one of those crazy games, kind of like a 16-14 type of game. But I think the Cavaliers on the road to get to 6-0. We go to Class 4A. We'll look at the Big 8. Belle Vernon hosts Laurel Highlands, McKeesport versus Ringgold, Trinity at West Mifflin. I'm going to go Titans at home. I just think they have a little more talent, and the home field advantage beat Trinity, whose defense is going to have 39 points a game. Not good. Ringgold and McKeesport, the Rams, are a feel-good story. You know, the unbiased person, definitely a team to root for. They're 3-2, but McKeesport's 4-1. They know what time it is. They're the better team. Tigers get this win. They win by at least two scores. Again, they got so many game breakers. Then Belver and Laurel Highlands, Devin Whitlock, Ronnie Gallagher, the star power is there. Both teams are undefeated. It's a matter of who gets the 3-0 of the conference. A massive game here in week 5 because the winner stays undefeated and they're alone at the top of the conference. And they'll have the head-to-head. Laurel Highlands, they're making history. Literally first time they've ever been 5-0. Belle Vernon, you're staying at the beach. You're staying home. Is there an emotional letdown after a huge monumental victory over TJ in every facet a week ago? And that's something you got to seriously look at. Can Belle Vernon, this, you know, have this past week, have they locked back in, you know, and get back to the drawing board, or are they still on cloud 9? Which you'd understand why if they are. But you just wonder where it is. Laurel Highlands is good enough. It just isn't Ronnie Gallagher. They have a squad that is deep, and that's becoming, you know, veteran, and again, stepping up as a group. So Laurel Highlands definitely has enough, let alone has Ronnie, to win this football game. It's going to take all that to do get the win. But I think Coach Hummer and Burl Vernon, they, I mean, they've been in big spots before. This program's become a perennial contender. And I think that's why there's going to be no hangover. Even if Quinn Martin can't go, I think Burl Vernon finds a way behind Willock to sneak this game on. Just more experience and more used to these types of moments. But again, I think it's going to be a very good game. You're going to see, I think, Whitlock and Gallagher trade blows for pretty much four quarters. The Greater Allegheny, you have Armstrong and Mars, Hampton versus Greensburg-Salem, Knock versus Indiana, Plum and Highlands. Riverhawks go to Mars and win this game comfortably. Kane Olsen's best player on the field. Mars has no offense. Simple as that. And again, for the Riverhawks, huge opportunity to get to 2-1 in the conference. They have to take it, and I think they do. Greensburg-Salem and Hampton, this game is big because they're combined 9-1. Hampton's undefeated. They're both 2-0 in the conference. And the winner of this game is the only 3-0 team and has sole rights of first place, let alone the head-to-head. So a massive game again. You know, at Hampton, they've been solid. I mean, they have the running game. They have it just as a one person. They can throw the ball a little, but they have a big play receiver in Hasselrig. The defense has been very good in all three phases. Special teams has been good. And they've been able to win clutch games. Hampton's literally done everything right to this point that you can ask for, and they're undefeated. Greensburg-Salem, they have the big offense. Hayden Teska's having a phenomenal year. Rubricht is a phenomenal player. He's stepping up as a junior. You have Candy, the Candy boys, and Stevens, who are big playmakers. So this game, it's a case of, I think if Greensburg-Salem can open it up and put up points and yards and protect the football, that's their best chance to win. Hampton's going to try to grind it down, make it physical, and just slow things down. At the end of the day, Hampton's done everything right. Either way, it's a feel-good story. But I think the Talbots at home, who found ways to win this year, I think find a way to win this game. And I think, you know what, it's going to be out of their element, and Hampton's going to find a way to win kind of a high-scoring game. So I think the Talbots find a way to pull off another fourth-quarter rally to steal one and to stand defeated at home. And again, a huge game there. Knock and Indiana going at. How do the Indians bounce back after a disappointing loss? Knock trying to get a first conference win. Knock's home. But I think the Indians, too much time with Flint and Harrington. I think they find a way to win the battle of triple option teams and kind of get and stay in the mix in towards the middle of that conference. Plummet Highlands. Plum Mustangs beat Mars. Eric Moore may be the best player in this matchup. But Chandler Timmons and company have played good this year. But how do they bounce back after a bit of a letdown against Hampton? And honestly, in a case where you might pick Plum for an upset, I just think Highlands is more talent. And I think they're really locked in. I think they're going to win at home by at least 10 points late. And of course, you have a case where Plum, Mars, and Knock all lose. It's kind of like the bottom three of the conference becomes a little bit separated from the top part. And then the Parkway opens up their conference play. Aliquippa hosts Beaver, Shore Valley, and Blackhawk, Newcastle versus Montour. Let's just go through it. I like Newcastle. I think better team. Montour has done a nice job winning back-to-back games. But I think Newcastle, which is better team. Mike Wells company, Chris Hood will find a way to outduel them offensively. Beaver at Aliquippa. Quips win the game, and I think they do in Mercy Rule fashion. Beaver's had a good 3-1 start. But the Quips, they're the better team. And then last but not least, Blackhawk, Shore Valley. Interesting game. Both teams have had a challenging non-conference schedule. Both are sub 500. And both of you have had moments that have said, wow. You've also had moments that you're scratching and going, what the heck's going on? This one's literally a coin flip for me, but I'm going to go Blackhawk at home. I think Lorenzo Jenkins, Carson Heckathorn, and company are going to find a way to win a grueling battle. It's going to be a weird scoring game. I think Blackhawk gets it done at home. Again, two teams that are in the middle up and down, a huge conference opener, not just to get the 1-0 conference play and to be in the top three, but for momentum and for juice going forward. Class 3A, Allegheny 7, Deer Lake City, East Dave, Freeport of Valley, Borough host North Catholic. This is pretty simple. Freeport at wins at Valley, Ben Lane, them too much talent. Same thing for Kyle Tabaninski, Joey Prince, and North Cal going to Burrell. And then East Day and Deer Lakes. I think East Day, Mikey Smith, best player on the field. They got some veterans still. That'll be enough, but I think Deer Lakes does put up a fight, but just not enough talent at this point. The Interstate, Yawk hosts Mount Pleasant, Brownsville hosts South A, South Park and Elizabeth Ford. I think the Vikings and Gladiators both win easily with no trouble. Within South Park and Elizabeth Ford, a little bit intrigued, but I think the Warriors, better team, better line play. South Park should have to kind of find their groove this year, and I think they're going to have to wait a little bit longer. South Park is 2-0 in the conference, 2-2 overall, but they've taken care of the games that they should win to get there. At the end of the day, I think EF's just the better team. But one opportunity for South Park, though, a huge opportunity for them to go on the road. And if they do get the upset, they would be in total command of this conference early on, so a huge opportunity for Harper Conroy and them. But I just think EF's the better football team. Zion White, and Brownfield, and all of them will find a way to win this football game. And I think it'll be a lower scoring game, too. Well, then Mount Peace South A trying to stay at the top half of the conference as well, and get back into it for South A's case. The Northwestern 6, Ambridge at Hopewell, Aberworth Coast, Keystone Oaks, Quick Valley, and Central Valley. I think the Warriors, Mercy Rule, that's not even a question. It's a matter of what the stats will look like for Landon Alexander and crew. Ambridge and Hopewell, Bridgers on the road, I think get off the schneid and get a victory in conference play. I think they're playing a more spirited football, and you look at Ambridge, they're being a little more competitive. You could just sense more positivity around them. Hopewell, it's a rebuild. You don't see the same thing. So I think the Bridgers on the road get off the schneid. And then KO and Aberworth, this was the game that cost the Antelopes a playoff berth a year ago. They've had this one circled. They found ways to win a grueling game. The grueling games. KO, the last couple weeks have been a struggle, I think. It'll be the same thing going to Aberworth. I like the Antelopes at home to get to even the score and to get to 5-1, let alone keep pace early on. As you took the top three of this will be a big game when you look at the top three standings in this conference in a month's time. In Class 2A, the Allegheny, Sarah Calico, Shadyside, Seven goes to Paul Ridge, Ligonier Valley at Steel Valley. Shadyside lost by how much to Starrocks a week ago. Sarah Calico's just about as loaded. I think the Eagles win by a lot of points. Maybe not as many as Starrocks, but they put up a lot, they win by a lot. Paul Ridge with Mercy Rule, Summit Academy. And again, the Vikings, you know, if you can get some confidence going forward, you could turn around the slow start they had. Then the big game, undefeated matchup. Ligonier Valley's 5-0, Steel Valley's 4-0. Talk about a conference opener. Ligonier Valley is deeply talented and experienced and doesn't get the credit they deserve. Steel Valley behind the Burt twins and Cam Brookins has resurged. This should be a very good football game. It's going to be a physical, hard-fought game, but I'm going to go like this. I think Ligonier Valley is the they're the deeper team. I think they're the better team. I think Najee Burt's the best player on the field. This one's a coin flip. But I'm gonna go steal value at home. I'm gonna flop. I think them being at home and you just feel like steal value. This is kind of like that house money pepping their step right now. Look at New Valley. They're very good. Both these teams are in rhythm. I just think Steel Valley's got that loose firework type of mojo. And I just think Burt's going to make a play, and they're going to find a way to win. But again, Lincoln Valley's a deeper team, so that'll be interesting to see how that affects this one. But I do think Steel Valley sneaks this one out. It's a coin flip of a game. And again, huge game early on for first place. We go to the Century. Charleroi's at Shar Houston. Waynesburg hosts Frazier. Wash High at Bet Center. Breath Center is actually already forfeited the game, so Wash High gets the win, and they stay undefeated. Whoop, whoop. Frazier, Waynesburg, both teams are in desperate need of a win. Waynesburg hasn't helped me picking them, so I'm going to go against them this week. I think Frazier gets off the schneid finally. Shar Houston, Charleroi. Cougars with the road upset. Bucks, I think, stumble after a tough loss. Cougars coming off a big win. I think the Pellegrini boys get the victory there. And then McGuffey goes to West Virginia for Lindsley. I think McGuffey comes away with a victory in that game. And the other non-conference game really quick. South Marlin hosts Derry. I like the Scotties to win big. Midwestern. Beer Falls at New Brighton. Elwin City hosts Neshannock. Riverside and Mohawk. Mohawk's playing better football. They got some serious momentum under the radar. Mark Conney, John Voss and crew. You gotta love it. And I think they get the win again. Mohawk right now sits in second place, 2-0 in the conference, 3-2 overall. Riverside yet to win. Mohawk for the victory at home. Neshannock and Elwood City. Lancers, they had two new guys step up as a duo. You think Cameron Owens can get involved again. But now if they have all those dudes doing ball, they're even tougher. I like the Lancers to win Mercy Rule style. And again, make a back-to-back wins, get to 5-1. Beer Falls and New Brighton. New Brighton's in desperate need of something as they're 2-3, 1-1 in conference play. Beer Falls as well. So the winner of this game gets closer to 500, gets to 2-1. Tyler Kane, Cleckley, Makai Clark, and all those boys, they're the better, deeper team. They're the defending champs. Beaver Falls on the road by at least 14. But a big game, like I said, the winner of this one gets to 2-1. The conference, it kind of gets closer to erasing the slow start to the season that they both have had. And then the Three Rivers. Curlington travels to Brentwood. Southside hosts Star Rocks. Western Beaver St. LaSalle. I like Brentwood. Both them and Curlington are 1-4. I think the Spartans just have more talent. St. LaSalle is also 1-4. Western Beaver is 4-1. Pretty easy. I think the Golden Beavers win on the road, but I do think it's a close game. And then Star Rocks and Southside. Star Rocks is the best team in this conference. They're absolutely loaded. It's a matter of how many points, how much they win by. But Southside, I expect them to keep it close for three quarters. They're serious. They're legit. The defense, the triple option, is a different look. But I do think Star Rocks finds a way to pull away late in the back half of the third quarter. And I think it'll look worse than what it was when it's all said and done. But again, opening games for conference play in the Three Rivers. Huge opportunity there for Brentwood or St. LaSalle to try to overcome a slow start to get that first victory and jump up. Or Southside, they can pull an upset. Boy, boy, that'd be something big for them. And then Class 1A, the Big 7. Fort Cherry hosts Northgate, Shenango, Burgett Sound. Cornell hosts Union. Cornell's 2-0, 3-1 Union. They beat Rochester. Then they lose a week ago to Northgate. What Scotty's team are going to get? Honestly, I think Cornell's playing better football. They got the game breakers. Kimbrough's been phenomenal. Timmy Henderson's an absolute beast. Raquan Troutman's not far behind. I just think they got the game breakers, and Cornell's playing more consistent, better football to get the victory. Burgettstown, Shenango, both 0-2 in the conference, hard to figure out, but I think Burgettstown just playing better by the numbers. Shenango's trying to figure it out, so I like the Blue Devils to get it done at home. Northgate at Fort Cherry, what an opportunity for both these sides to get, so somebody's going to get the 2-1 conference play, and I'm going to go Fort Cherry. I think Max Trucial, best player on the field, they know how big this game is. Northgate's playing with house money, so watch out for the Flames. But I think Fort Cherry sneaks it out at home. And then the Eastern, Clairton hosts Cadavan. And talk about this, a Clairton-Cadavan game is huge in this conference. You have GCC at Springdale and Jeanette hosting Leechburg. I'm going to go Blue Devils over Jeanette. They just got more offense and they're a better team. I think Springdale beats UCC. I think the Dynamos bounce back. They're due for it. They're better with Logan Dexter and Lenjanosk. Kahneman to Clareton. Kahneman's defense is for real. They're legit. They are undefeated for now, but the Clarendon Bears are the Clarendon Bears. The winner gets the 3-0, has sole possession of first in the East, and has the head-to-head. It's winning time. Clarendon wins this game by 2 touchdowns. They pull away late, as they are getting their stride just in time. The Tri-County South, Avella forfeits, so Cal gets the victory. Carmichael's at West Green. Benworth hosts Jeff Morgan. Mapletown hosts Manesson. Huge game for the middle of the standings. But, you know, Manesson's 2-0 here. Mapletown's 0-2. Both are sub-500 teams. But Lance Stevenson's the best player on the field. Maples have had a couple, close calls. They almost beat Cal a week ago. Manesson's taking advantage of an easy start to conference play. I like Mapletown. I think they got the best player and the better team. Jam and Benworth. Somebody's going to win this one. I'm going to go with the team that already has a win, JM. This will be an ugly type of football game. West Green Carmichael's the big game of the TCS. Carmichael's is 2-0 in the conference, as is West Green. They're combined to be 7-3 overall. West Green's the home team. They got the duo of Corey Wise and Colin Brady. They threw the ball really well a week ago. Their defense is clicking all cylinders. Carmichael's has the duo of Trenton Carter, Michael Stewart, and a really good line. This game is an absolute toss-up. This is going to be one of the better games of the entire night, I think. Huge game. First place at stake in the TCS. Cal already got a forfeit a win, so they're up there. Huge, huge game. But I'm going to go West Green. I think they're just playing better football, and they're a little bit deeper. I think they find a way behind the duo. And if Wipke's able to throw the ball, I think they find a way to get victory. A huge game in the TCS early on, though. And then, looking at the Saturday slate, there is 4 games. As, by the way, the city action in this game, Carrick's on the Nollison, they have a game. Thursday's game against UPrep, and West Dallas got canceled because of COVID. The Perry Alders game's off because of COVID. Brashear hosts Uniontown, is scheduled on Saturday. I like the Bulls in that one. And then we got 3 conference games on Saturday. 2 of them are in 1A. Olsh hosts Rochester, a huge matchup. The Rams, they've had a weird couple weeks. They were banged up 2 weeks ago and lost. They got a win via forfeit last week. Now they're back in action. Olsh, they're looking good. The defense is playing great football. The Chargers here, 4-0, 2-0. And I think they find a way to get over a hex and beat Rochester, which will go a long way in their pursuit of the Big 7 crown. Amani's at Riverview. Saints on the road. They in a low-scoring game get the win. And in the Midwestern of Class 2A, Freedom hosting Laurel, a 7 o'clock Saturday night kick. Looking at that one, Laurel, better team, deeper team. They're undefeated. Freedom's 1-1. So if the Bulldogs pull the upset, the Midwestern gets even more wacky and interesting. So if you're up for parity and crazy playoff scenarios, you want Freedom to win. But Laurel's the better team. They're grounded. They're ready. Luke McCoy's a bad boy. So is DeRosa, Pasquarelli. I like Laurel by at least 2 touchdowns, as well as Freedom. How do you respond after a tough loss a week ago, too? I like Laurel to win by 2 touchdowns on the road on Saturday night. So that's that, guys. So that's the entire slate for Whip Eagle Football Week 5 Friday, with a couple games on Saturday. Hope you guys enjoyed this. As of course, check out our website, cover3athletics.wixsite.com/westpa, and it's cover, the number 3 athletics in the address bar. That's where you can get schedules, live score updates, live standings, our weekly updated power rankings. You can get Brentero's blog of sports, which has player featurettes and spotlights and other things about the Whippiole. We check out our anchor after listening to this podcast and any other ones, as well as player featurettes we have on there. And everything Whippiole football that we cover is related, as well as our 2021 season guide. Check us out on Twitter, at Cover3_ATH. It's capital C and cover, the number 3_ATH. Cover3 Athletics is also on Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram. Check us out, follow us for it all. 2021 with the Olin City League Football. We also will tweet out other sports as athletes. DM us, tag us, send us your highlights. We'll be glad to share it. So that's that. So I hope you guys enjoyed this. Week 5 is upon us. Friday Night Lights, here we come as we head into October. Bundle up, be safe, enjoy the action, enjoy your weekend. Stay tuned. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.